Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. California Highway Patrol officers were dispatched to the scene of a single-vehicle collision on State Highway 162 this morning. The driver of a Willits solid waste garbage truck, 40-year-old John Carlos Vow of Willits, had lost control of the vehicle and run into a utility pole. The collision dropped phone and cable lines onto the roadway, although Vow was uninjured in the crash. Impairment is not considered a factor in the crash, and no hazardous materials were released as a result of the collision. Work crews from several agencies responded to the scene to make repairs, and the roadway is expected to be closed down into this evening. Fortuna police received a call early this morning from a Vansel Street resident who reported that his vehicle had just been burglarized. The caller reported seeing an unfamiliar vehicle in the neighborhood, and following the description, Fortuna officers soon pulled over a car driven by 25-year-old Eureka resident Edward Brinson. Brinson, who was on felony probation with a search clause, was accompanied by a 15-year-old male juvenile. A search of his vehicle turned up burglary tools, items believed to have been stolen from the victim's car, as well as methamphetamine found on Brinson's person. He was booked into county jail on several charges, including grand theft and vandalism, and the juvenile was booked into juvenile hall. Fortuna officers served a search warrant at a residence in the 2500 block of Newburgh Road early this morning. Officers contacted 50-year-old Philip Allen Ross and 52-year-old James Eugene Hutchinson. The search turned up more than 12 grams of suspected methamphetamine packaged for sale, drug packaging materials and paraphernalia, and $3,000 in cash. Both Ross and Hutchinson were booked into county jail on numerous charges, including possession, possession for sale, and maintaining a drug house. Eureka police were called out to the 1500 block of 2nd Street early this morning after receiving a report of a man passed out inside a white van parked in an apartment complex parking lot. When officers contacted the man, 67-year-old John Sovereign, he was slumped over the steering wheel, and when he awoke, he told officers he was just taking a nap. Sovereign is on probation, and a search of his van turned up nearly half an ounce of methamphetamine, an airsoft pistol with safety markings removed, and 42-ounce package of hash. Sovereign was booked on possession of a controlled substance and a probation violation. And the Arcata Fire Protection District announced today that it has concluded the latest search to find a full-time chief to replace the retired John McFarland, who stepped down in December. The district board did not find a candidate in its latest search and will expand the next recruitment to a wider pool of candidates when it begins the next search anew beginning in June. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
If you're the owner of rural property in California, then you have received a $150 bill from CAL FIRE for fire protection in designated state responsibility areas. The next round of bills were supposed to have been mailed on April 2nd, but CAL FIRE has temporarily suspended that mailing, citing errors and inaccuracies. The Board of Forestry is currently redrawing the maps that are used in determining which properties are in state responsibility areas after complaints from more than 1,300 property owners about how the SRAs were determined. CAL FIRE is also facing a lawsuit regarding the implementation of the fire fees and has also come under scrutiny following the discovery of a multi-million dollar slush fund that was hidden from state oversight. A Humboldt State University student has been recognized nationally. Stephen Walker has more.
Humboldt State senior Jennifer Alejo has been named as a Newman Civic Fellow by the Campus Compact, a national organization that recognizes the work and civic engagement of college students. Alejo was honored for her project, Finding Resources and Empowerment Through Education, Free, to build support for undocumented students on campus. HSU formed a student task force on the back of Alejo's to examine policy and practical changes to make the campus more accessible and inclusive. Campus Compact focuses on students who exhibit campus leadership and civic engagement.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.